irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome to the show that's founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that's created to move you from where you are to where you want to be. A show that highlights at the top of the hour, at the 30 of the hour, we highlight, how did you get here? So it's filled with people that's going to tell us how they got here, how they're doing what they're doing in the marketplace. And of course, we've got our girlfriend, everybody's girlfriend, Jeannie Jones, kitty of the city.
But Dr. Tanji's super producer. Take that, take that.
How about that?
What an amazing day.
Oh, my God.
I cannot wait till your listeners and your viewers see what you got cooking up.
Oh, my God.
Like, don't you always talk about something? But guess what?
Yeah.
You about to deliver.
I know, right? I know, right? And it's so exciting and so nerve-wracking and so outside of your comfort zone. So I've told people, I'm telling you, if you've got someone in your corner who gets your dreams, they get your vision, and they push you, and then they may even pull you, it's okay. Just go with them. Just go with them. I want to bring your attention to just something really, really fast here. I was thinking about it all day yesterday, all day, all night last night, and I wanted to ask the question, what are you speaking? Are you speaking what you see, or are you speaking what you know? And right down through here, I need you to listen to me. Because there are times when you're going to have to express yourself. And in that expression, you're going to speak. You're going to speak kind things about yourself, where you, some of your dreams, where you see yourself, where you want to be. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And oftentimes, you're going to discover that what you see and what you know are two different variables, and it just will not make sense if you're going off what you see. So I want you to get in the habit of going off of, when I say going off of, what, making decisions. I want you to go from the perspective of what you know. Now, three things I want you to keep in mind. Use your eyes and your heart for your vision. Let's get out of the habit of using your eyes just for sight. Number two, speak what you know you want to see. Speak what you know you want to see. Number three, the quickest way to get what you don't want is to speak what you don't want to see. That's the quickest way. It's guaranteed you will get it every time. If you don't want to see it in your life, don't speak it. And then my favorite, control your thoughts. This is so very, very important, because what will happen is when you begin to concentrate on the kind of life that you know you can live, or the kind of things that you know you can do, remember, when you know it, you'll begin to speak it. And sure enough, you'll begin to see it. So just be careful what you speak, all right? Speak only those things that you know. And you'll see that your life really will transform and right in front of your eyes. Speaking, knowing.
Transformation.
That's absolutely.
That's your next series. Oh.
No.
Listen, I like that. You're like, no, ma'am. I got to know. I like that. So you will not?
But it makes sense, though. So in the crevice of my mind, I'm thinking, man, she's on to something. Oh,
no, you know. Oh, my God. Don't let me be quiet. Don't.
What do you think about the VIPs? The people that listen to the show. And isn't that awesome?
Your VIPs are amazing. And what I love about your followers and listeners is that, and you can tell when you're touching people's lives, and most importantly, what you do, the whole Dr. Tanji platform does, is inspire. And that's why I'm just glad to be a part of your movement. Along with our warrior ninja, KJ.
I know.
It's really important. I mean, look at where you've been in your life, and people from Mississippi to Atlanta to LA to every crook and crevice of your life of development in your journey are with you. And that's, you know, that's amazing. Uh-huh. And then all your VIPs, everybody, every last one of them.
That's amazing. I am so blessed, and I do not take it for granted. And when you hear me say thank you, oftentimes you're like, my God, why don't you stop saying it? But I need to convey to you that I'm living my life in a state of gratitude, because you don't have to pay attention to what I'm saying. You don't have to listen. You don't have to show up, but you do. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's because you got me in a corner, back up in a corner at Starbucks. Like, look, lady, I got a dream. You going to help me or not? That's what the deal is.
I was like, yes.
And speaking of dreams, speaking of dreams and saying what you want is one thing, but to walk the walk and make it happen?
Absolutely.
What?
Absolutely.
Speaking of the ATL.
Yes.
There is a woman who, I mean, just made headlines, went viral.
Yeah.
I don't think, and she can testify to that, if she thought it would get as big as it did. She obviously meant to make a statement, because she has a vision and a dream. And she was like, I'm not waiting.
Right.
I'm going to create the opportunity. Mm-hmm. So much so that she invested in her own billboard. And I'm not just talking about a flyer or a digital flyer you're putting up on Instagram or your Insta stories. No, she got the billboards on the highway. Not just one, but two. And knowing her, I can't wait to talk to her, because she might have had some other places, but she was so focused on her dream that she even approached one of the biggest Hollywood executives now. I'm talking about Tyler Perry. You heard the story. Like, who is this beautiful chocolate woman up on the highway talking about, this is your next lead actress?
Oh, my God.
Not just I am here. I am lead. I am. I'm doing it. And so in between her posts from people supporting, natural backlash, as you're going to get you are in your progress.
Right.
You know, it just whirlwind so much that, of course, it caught Tyler Perry's attention. His comments, some supported, and he made a comment about being that aggressive could come off looking at her sideways. Then people responded to Tyler, like, did you have to, you know, say that? That word sideways is a little left.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And she ended up getting so much support and I know casting offers and things, and ended up in the Tyler Perry studio. So the goal happened anyway. So that's what I'm talking about, walking in your greatness. So welcome to the Dr. Tanji Show, Raquel Bailey.
Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Hey, Raquel.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well, and you?
I am motivated after seeing it. Not only are you a go-getter, you're a wifey, you're a mom, and I was like, I know I don't have any excuses now. I said, she's doing it too. So
Absolutely. Thank you. Absolutely.
No problem.
Thank you for being a part of our show. You know, I just want to kind of get into it, right? You are a prime example of the principle that was discussed today. What are you speaking? Are you speaking what you see, or are you speaking what you know? How did you get there? You know, I got a feeling you were speaking what you knew.
I want to know where you were sitting when you said, I'm doing this bill, but where was hubby? I want to know straight up, what time was it? Was this like 2 a.m. tripping?
Or was it
in the morning before the kids woke up? I'm going to do. What were you doing when you decided, I'm going to take it the next level? I'm not doing a typical cast and call, waiting for anybody to call me. Mm-mm. Please tell us exactly when you decided to do this.
Okay, so I actually did the billboard 7 years ago, the first billboard 7 years ago for Tyler Perry, and I didn't get any kind of response from him. And I felt at that time that maybe I wasn't ready. Maybe my resume wasn't to par. Maybe I didn't have enough credits underneath my belt. So I decided to go back to the drawing board and work on my craft, audition more, train more, so I can show myself approved. And then I went and I started to audition. And I contrary to what people say, I audition quite a bit. I do have an agent. I do have a manager. And I audition at least 5 times a week. And you just, you give it your all, and then you wait. You give it your all, and then you wait. You wait for somebody to say, here's your opportunity. And for me to audition, go back and forth with 2 kids is very hard, and a husband that works. And I have a little one. And so my husband and I were just like, we're tired of waiting. And we're tired of putting the opportunity in somebody else's hands. And so we decided to put our faith in God and in the talent and the ability that he gave me and put up the billboard.
Wow. Wow. Oh, Raquel, I love you, girl. I love you. I feel like running all the way down to Atlanta, give you a hug, give the babies a high five, and roll right back out before dinner starts.
Oh my God.
I loved it. 70 years ago.
We just got tired because you don't, and like I said, we audition a lot. It's a huge sacrifice in my family to go out to audition as often as I do. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I were just like, why are we waiting on man to say yes?
Right.
We don't need to wait on man. And so we just said, hey, we're going to put our faith in God and go for it. I mean, he hasn't failed us yet.
That's right. That's right. So, absolutely. Wow. I can't think of a time that he's ever failed me.
Tired of being tired.
Right. So have you ever done anything of this magnitude before? I mean, with you're putting your faith into action, but on a scale of this magnitude, you know how we believe for things, right? We believe for this to happen and, you know, God will make a way for this, but this is major. Have you ever done this before?
Well, nothing as publicly as this, but as far as in my family, my husband and I, we were praying for a baby for a very long time, for a year, and I was miscarrying for, I think I had about 6 miscarriages. Okay. And we had to put our faith in God and continue to believe over and over and over again that he was going to stay faithful to us. Mm-hmm. So maybe not as publicly, but in our day-to-day life, this, right. You know, praying for a baby, and when the doctors are telling you that you can't conceive, you know, that's a huge amount of faith to have.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What lessons are you teaching, well, your children? Because they're seeing this firsthand. What do you want that lesson to be?
Well, my motivation, I think I said this in one of the interviews that I had, though though the billboard was directed at Tyler Perry, my motivation is my faith. And it's my children. And I'm raising 2 God-fearing children, and I teach them about faith, and I teach them about believing. But it's so much more when they get to see it.
Yes.
When they get to see mommy, though I'm out here picking them up from school, taking them to rugby, taking them to the childcare. But when they get to see, like, mom's really going after it. And I had my son very young, and I never want him to believe that he stopped anything in me, stopped my dream from happening. And so each day I teach my 13-year-old, you go after what you want, and you don't allow anything or anyone or any situation to stop you. Mm-hmm. And so when my son saw me put up the billboard again, because he was with me the first time, he was so proud of me. He just put his arms around my neck as he does and just said, Mom, I'm just so proud of you. And he'll take that. He'll take that into college. He'll take that into high school. He'll take that whatever career he goes to pursue. Mm-hmm. That my mom didn't give up on her dream, and I won't give up on mine.
Wow.
And that's more important to me than booking a job, than national or world attention, that my son and my daughter know for certain they can go after their dreams. Oh, and then if that's the case, then I've done my job.
Absolutely you have, lady.
Incredible, Raquel.
Absolutely you have.
Incredible. And I love that Raquel brought that up, Dr. Tanji, because a lot of times as moms, you feel pressured. Am I, spending too much time away from them? Mm-hmm. But I champion what Raquel is saying. I'm one of those moms that says, no, I think, especially in the world we're living in today, right, it's so empowering for them to see you make moves and make it happen, because how are they going to do it? Right. It's, the world is way different from when we came up, or our parents or grandparents. You either making it or not. There's no grade. There's no middle class. And it doesn't exist. So, Raquel, girl, love you for that.
Absolutely.
Love you for that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank
have you always, you know, just as a child, have you always wanted to do this? Is this something that you carried with you, you know, as a little person?
Since I stepped out my mother's womb.
I love it.
My mother said, I've always been acting the fool.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. This is, I'm the youngest of five.
Uh-huh.
And my aunt said to me, she said, I remember you as a little girl, this being your dream.
Yeah.
And my mom, who passed away 3 years ago, she was my number one fan.
Mm.
My number one fan, because she knew that I would eat, sleep, acting. I would come up with characters. Everything I can do to put myself on the stage and perform, I would do. So since I was a little girl.
Wow.
Little girl.
This is so beautiful. I feel like I know you, lady. You know, you just kind of.
That's why Raquel Bell is about to kill. No trust. We're going to remember this conversation. No,
absolutely.
I see that power. No, I see that power, dramatic role coming
like
on so many different levels. I'm telling
you,
I hear it and I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you this. I thought it was interesting, Raquel, being the super mom and wife that you are, are there any roles or situations that you won't do in the name of art?
I guess I've already done a role that I said that I wouldn't do.
Oh, do tell.
And that was the HBO role. So that was a long time. That was a couple years ago. And I did have my son at the time. But as I go forward, now I'm married. I have a daughter. And my choices have changed. So I won't do everything. But I won't do anything either.
Okay.
So I do have my limits.
Will you do nudity, or depends on the script?
Well, I've done nudity on HBO.
Right, that's what I said. Well,
I
will
did
you
do that.
So will you do it again?
I doubt my husband would think it's okay.
Okay.
Like I said, now I'm mad.
I'll be like, okay, look, we've been there, done that.
Been there, done that.
Right.
For me. And I think he likes to keep it all to himself. I've done it already. So I don't need to do it again.
I love it.
Okay.
Was he always as supportive? I mean, he sounds just like the ideal person that, you know, God kind of handpicked and said, here, this is who will cover you throughout your life. Was he always as supportive?
My husband is, I met my husband when we were just friends, and he was an actor and a model. And when we started to date, he knew that my career was so important to me. Now, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
We met in Philly, and then he had moved out to LA where we started to date. We had been friends before that. Now, he's in LA doing his own thing, trying to pursue his own career. And he falls in love with me. So I'm over here on the East Coast. He packs up everything. He sells everything, his scooter, his helmet, everything he had.
Not the helmet,
to come be
too.
With me on the East Coast. And then he married me. And then he put his own career on the back burner so that I can pursue mine.
Come on.
Raquel.
I don't want to cry.
Raquel. Raquel.
My husband.
Look, Raquel. Look, look, no. Listen, look, listen. I got a question for you. Where's his brother? Where's the sibling? Look out for me. I'm looking out for you. Okay. Go ahead and tell me he's
they're
an only child, Jeannie. Okay, they're all married. I knew it was something. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. What a demonstration.
That's my husband.
What a demonstration of love. I mean, really, that it doesn't get any
that
better
level
than
of support
that.
Is
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
And that's what you all want, because, and I'm glad you asked Raquel that, because a lot of times in our business, because that's not a 9 to 5.
Right.
We don't know. We are somewhere
right.
6.
Right.
2 o'clock in the morning, you
right.
got to just show
you
up.
Go.
So to have a mate, and usually, like you said, Raquel, when you meet and everything is great, friendship, everything's light, it's fun, it's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
But when the challenges come, are you really in it for the long haul.
Absolutely.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Raquel was like, my man.
That's my man.
Yeah, no, that, and that's great because a lot of times people don't. Amen.
For him.
Wow. So yes. What is next for you? I mean, you're here now, and you deserve to be mm-hmm. here. You do know that, right? You deserve to be here.
Yes, I believe that.
Thank
yes.
you. I'm glad you said that because that's really, really important. You don't have to be in your own head and fight with yourself. What's mm-hmm. next? What do you want to do now?
What I want to do, uh-huh. I would like to be on your television screens. I would like to be on your movie screens. Mm. When I put the door up the second time, it was my husband and I decided this from the get-go. We want whatever God wants from me. Whatever he decides, how he wants to do this, mm-hmm. that's what it's going to be. And so whatever he has for me next, I know for certain is going to be great.
Yes. Yes, it is. Wow.
Yes.
Talk about living your life out loud and in color and on purpose.
Absolutely.
You're doing it.
Yes.
Okay, are there any aspirations to direct or anything else? I know a lot of times is actors, again, because, and I'm asking this because you're such a go-getter and progressive in your moves. If the stories, roles aren't coming as you would like them, will you pursue or do you write, produce, direct? Is that in the future?
Well, I've already did some web series projects, so absolutely, I would go into those projects because I love what I do. So anytime that I can be surrounded by a camera or a stage or other talented actors, I'm going to be a part of it. So whether it's writing, whether it's directing, and of course my love, acting, I'm going to be a part of it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So even if, like you said, if it doesn't go, the movies or even if they didn't dry up or anything like that, I would still want to pursue those avenues. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Good deal.
That is absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. Incredible. And there's so many people listening, you know, from college dorm rooms, young people still in school wanting to pursue everything that you are doing and have done. What words of encouragement do you have for anybody aspiring to act or just to step into their own faith, whatever their passion is? What do you say?
I think Nike said it best. Just do it. Sometimes you just have to be that safe jumper. You have to go after it, no matter if it's in performing or anything. You have to go after your dreams. What's the worst that can happen? Hmm. Honestly, you have to. And it doesn't matter the profession. It doesn't. And I think if you continue to pursue it and you don't give up and you see it all the way through, that things will happen. Mm-hmm. Just don't give up.
Absolutely.
Just do it.
You are a living witness.
All right. Well, Nike, let me call the executives. Give Raquel Bailey her own tennis shoe on the bid. The next billboard will be that, okay? Absolutely incredible. So, Raquel Bailey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Don't be surprised when calls come in for some roles because, like I said, I just listening to your conviction, I see so many, like, girl power, just in charge type of roles for you just naturally. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Tell the babies and hubby.
Thanks for having me. Mm-hmm.
I said it. We said, hey, from LA until you guys come back out here.
Yeah. Thank you so very much for being a part of our show. Thank you. And thank you for living on purpose.
Problem. All right.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bailey.
Bye.
Yeah.
Wow.
She did that 7 years ago and just re-upped it. Incredible. Huh. But you say it all the time.
Yeah.
Wasn't ready. Yeah. Wasn't ready. Yeah. Sounded just like you. I don't know how many times you told me that.
Yeah.
I said, well, we could have hooked up like, I don't know, a year or two to like a while ago. You're like, no, man.
It wasn't time. Because I wasn't mature enough for
but that's
the
amazing.
Role.
That's she said verbatim what you said.
I know.
She had done a billboard move 70. I know nobody knew that. Ah, I Dr. Didn't. Tanji shall bring you that exclusive.
Isn't that something though?
I love it. I love that.
Wow. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you speak. you really can kill a dream with your words.
Yeah.
Hmm. Even if you're thinking it. Don't speak it.
Don't speak it.
No.
And Raquel, like I said, to go from people knowing her, I'm sure, in Atlanta or in the audition world of acting, but to do what she's done and to go viral, make news headlines nationally from stepping out of her faith, I mean, that was everything she needed. That's what's amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I also love the fact that she said whatever God has designed for her steps is what she and her family will take. And it reminded me so much of my Golden State Warrior, my NBA Warrior, Steph Curry.
Mm.
He speaks on that a lot with the success of him and wife, Aisha Curry, have with their multiple businesses and successes. You know, he says they often speak of their faith that leads and drives them. And I'm excited about people being more open about their faith. And that's what drives them. Because not only people won't say anything, you don't know what they're talking about. You know, it's a little loose. Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
No, they're very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And they speak about it.
Absolutely.
Speak about it. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. To live life like that. I mean, it's one of the greatest rewards that you can have. Is to know that what you're doing is making a difference. And that's what they do. That's how people of faith live. They know that I'm making a difference and I'm going to make that person's life better. And a beautiful part about that is that some of the trappings come along with for you too.
Oh, yeah.
Some of
oh,
the
no,
spoils.
It's coming. Exactly. Exactly.
Come along for you too.
And that, you know, again, that's why I'm glad the Dr. Tanja Show provides.
Yes.
Insight and inspiration for whatever goal you're trying to reach.
Right.
You know, we're doing this together.
How about that?
The Dr. Tanja Show. And you are Talk to Tanji on Mondays, Facebook Live. Make sure you connect more announcements, and we'll talk about what's coming up later in the show for this coming Monday. And by all means, stay interactive at Dr. Tanji Show. Feedback, questions, things you want to hear, show ideas you have. You are Dr. Tanji's VIP. You're actually like co-producers.
Right. So it
Your
matters.
Viewers and listeners, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really does matter when you are interactive with us. It matters because I want to know what's on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because you may not be in that place where you're ready to launch that business. Maybe you're in the place where, can I really do this?
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't know if you don't kind of, you know, interact with me. I want to know. I want to help you get to where you're going. And I'm not just saying that because it sounds good. I'm saying it because I was really blessed to have people in my life that made a difference, whether it was holding a door open for me or whispering a prayer or giving me this or blessing my children. You know, that just, you cannot do this by yourself. No person is an island. You need people. And it's okay to say, I need you.
Yeah.
I need you. I need you. It's okay to say that. I do.
And I believe so many people needed Sunday's Best to come back on.
Oh,
they were on hiatus for a while. But again, nothing like end of the day music. That's all about music.
Genie.
No matter where you are in your life, it transcends age and race and just everything. That
everything.
Between music and sports, that's where the one time we come together.
I know.
And it's okay.
I know.
So kudos to BET,
yes.
Bringing Back Sunday's Best back this weekend, hosted by Kirk Franklin. New judges, Erica Campbell, my girl Erica, will be there, Kelly Price, and connecting with Dr. Tanji, Jonathan Reynolds, who... known as, I mean, golly, the new generation of gospel.
Yeah.
Okay. Not just stepping outside of the typical way. You know, like, no, I'm going to do what I do.
Yes.
Okay. And whether you like it or not, this is who I am and what I stand on.
No.
So he's going to be on the show, and he is with you right now.
I know. So let's get started, can we? Now, the changes of your songwriting and music production from your college dorm to now, what are those changes?
Hi, Jonathan. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. The changes that you've noted or noticed in your songwriting and music production from your college dorm years to now, what changes have occurred?
You know, I don't think there are any real changes. Maybe just normal evolution, things that come from growing up. I mean, if you can imagine the things that you thought and the way you saw things when you were 21 versus when you were 29,
absolutely.
That's the exact same thing. And I think it's just reflected in the music. Hopefully, I've just gotten better at writing, singing, and producing. But my approach is really pretty much the same.
Okay. Wonderful. The challenges that come with your being the new generation of gospel, you know, that's weighty. How do you feel about that?
Just the new generation of gospel?
Yeah.
I think it's incredible. I'm honored. You know, I think that every genre, it needs to have, you know, a regular kind of changing of the guard in order for it to remain, you know, relevant. You know, the principles and the subject matter doesn't change, but the slang and the vernacular and whatever we use, the perspective that we have for it, that does change from generation to generation. And I'm really excited about just the, you know, our chance to talk about God the way we know how it, you know, how to talk about Him.
Absolutely.
You know, our grandmothers and mothers had their way, and we appreciate it and got us through. Now we have to do the same for our kids.
I agree wholeheartedly, and thank you so much for that. Now, this Make Room tour, the Make Room movement, can you explain, how did you get there, that the Make Room, the album, the tour, the book?
Yeah, you know, it was just an entire season for me. Still going, by the way. I think it's something that we have to take hold of throughout our entire lives. We can get so busy, so accomplished, so popular, so many friends, so many relationships, so many this, so many that we forget to just simply make room for the one who made way for all that to happen. And, you know, we can have even like a Mary and Martha issue where, you know, in the Bible, Jesus showed up at the house and Martha just got to work. I mean, she just cleaned up the house and getting all the stuff prepared for him, while Mary just sat down and listened to him. And Martha was kind of frustrated, like, why? Mary, why aren't you helping me? I'm supposed to be working for Jesus. And Jesus was like, no, actually, you just need to chill out and have some relationship with me for a second, you know, while I'm here. And so I wanted to make sure that I wasn't working for God more than I was talking to Him and doing things in His name and not actually doing things with Him and in His presence. So everything that I've written this past few couple years, the album, the song, the book, the tour, it's all just been around, you know, trying to get this very busy generation to sit down and carve out time and carve out, you know, influence for the one who really matters and the one who really, you know, what we should be doing anyway.
Absolutely. Now I see why you've been given that title, the new generation of gospel. You got a lot to do, sir, and you're doing a wonderful job at it. Please know that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And of course, I need to ask you.
Where did he go?
I'm not really sure.
Darn.
Yeah.
Called you up. Oh, God. Jonathan Reynolds, wherever you are, and we know you on tour. You did the BET Awards. I know you're supposed to be in Anaheim, and you even performing at my church in at my home church in Washington, D.C. First Baptist of Glen Arden.
I know.
Pastor Jenkins. But if you can, call us back. Call us back if you can. Darn it, what happened? Wow. Jonathan Reynolds. Let's give him a.
Yeah.
I know he's in transit, but oh, what cell carrier you got? Can you hear me now? Like, oh man.
I know. That was, but he's such an incredible spirit.
So wise. Oh yeah.
Honestly.
Oh yeah.
To
And it's what this generation needs.
Oh, I know.
Needs it.
And I love the fact that he's young, but he's old enough to know that when I come in the presence of my creator, I know how to just be, you know, and his worship is, it's unbelievable. It really, really is unbelievable.
It's so much so. Mm-hmm. And with your principles mm-hmm. at the top of the hour, how have you applied that to your walk?
I'm so glad you asked. I was thinking about, okay, what do I say? I got you, Jeannie. Yeah, I got you, Miss Jones. You know, I've been guilty. Mm-hmm. I've been guilty of speaking things that I saw instead of speaking what I know. And one of the things that I have to remind myself is, no matter what I am experiencing or no matter what I'm looking at, if it is not in the benefit of what my daddy would have me to, how I would end up, then it doesn't matter. Just speak that all things work together for the good of them that love him and who are called to his purpose. And that's just not a scripture. That is the principle behind that, is no matter what you're going through or no matter what I see, this is not how the story's going to end, and that I know. So I began to say things that I know. He loves me. And when he loves me, I don't have to worry about going through this, because this isn't how it's going to end. So basically, just instead of seeing something negative, speak something positive and know it. Just as simple as that. Seriously.
Wow. Really. Wow.
Yeah. Just be careful what you say. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have anything good to say, you know that proverbial don't say anything.
Yeah.
It still holds true.
It is true. And something my mother used to always tell me, I mean, you know, she would say, it's one thing about Jeannie, she don't say anything negative about anybody, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. it bothers me when people, you know, do that.
Right.
You know, just don't say anything. I mean, you don't have to be around them. You don't mm-hmm. have to mm-hmm. look on their page.
Right.
Because I never really got why people go on people's pages and throw hate darts.
I still don't understand,
like,
that,
just
Jeannie.
Just scroll by. Mm-hmm. Don't, I mean, mm-hmm. don't follow. I'm like,
right.
what?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Find it very, very interesting. But, yeah, and then just, it takes so much energy to even put that kind of energy out
right.
as negative. Just, right. you know, go do something else.
Let me ask
Go rollerblade or something.
How can you transcend that principle of not speaking what you see, but what you know? I mean, how does that relate to your life? Because you're busy. You really are.
I think it goes back to finding your passion. And so many people live their lives not even doing that. We do what we have to do. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine if we left the studio now and we walked up to the first 10 people we saw and asked them, you know, what are they doing? They, for the most part, they're going to mm-hmm. tell you they're 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. But I notice when I ask people if you could be doing anything mm. you want to do in the world, it's always something different. And it's usually yep. way different yep. from what they're doing yep. every day. Absolutely. I'm like, really?
Uh-huh.
Really? But uh-huh. I ask that all the time. A lot of times people stop and think at that moment, I know they're not doing it.
Right.
So I ask people that, whether it's just in conversation, mm-hmm. at the mall, at Whole Foods, when yeah. clients come in the door for a consultation. And I ask, and they're usually stuck right there.
So what do you do to help them get unstuck, to get them, seriously?
Go back. You bring all the time, go back to that little girl, little boy. What is it that makes you tick? I was telling you and KJ earlier yeah. in our production meeting,
yeah.
I get a high off of watching people happy. I used to get criticized all the time because I help children. I help people. That's my ultimate calling.
Right.
Okay. That's what I'm ultimately here for. Mm-hmm. I never had so much respect for this little thing, this microphone, this thing. Have you ever looked at it? Yeah, I mean, you see how small this thing is?
Yeah.
But how many people you impact this. It's not even, it doesn't even take a lot to make this. But it goes all over the world. I break stuff down like that.
Yeah.
So when you look at that, and I didn't realize something as small as a shout out, people have come to me, oh, that stopped me from committing suicide. Or I'm like, so don't underestimate the power of this little thing here. We call a mic, okay? But in saying that, I was saying, are we criticize because yeah. I help people. But if you, you know, also in nightclubs, that's why I like Jonathan McReynolds. I mean, you know, I'm doing this, but I'm not going to not live my life. Right. It's part of it. Right. You often criticize if you mm-hmm. can't go to church, you're not supposed to do this. Mm-hmm. And I mean, who are you to point fingers?
Right.
You know, so I would be in, you know, the clubs and I have to appeal to my audience. You have to go where people are.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And so I realized that even watching people in a club for me became a ministry in a nightclub. It really did, because that was where people went 3-4 hours to escape whatever pain they were going through.
Wow, geez.
And even if it's a fantasy yeah. or whatever, somebody to date, looking for love, it's the same thing. I don't care where you are, who you are. It's the same common denominator.
Huh.
Okay? And so I said, wow. I noticed when I was in the club, I was like, that's when people really came to talk to me. It wasn't when I was speaking at a school or a university or on a big concert stage, because like, oh, Jeannie's way over there. I can't get to her.
Right.
But when I was in that club, they would pull me around the corner. Jay, I'm going through this. I've had my mentoring students call me when they are being physically abused. If I was at home, they weren't going to reach me.
Right.
They're like, we know every Saturday night from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning, I can find her downtown.
Oh, come
and
on.
that's what was happening. So I understood my place and why I was there. It was way bigger.
Yeah.
It was way bigger. So when I say understanding your passion and your purpose, I mean digging deep like that. I don't know how many people would call a nightclub a ministry, but right. I do. It was for me. That was right. my
Absolutely.
Walk. And I get it. That. And Absolutely. I so many careers and people that work for me, I met that's where I met them.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because most importantly, because it was consistent.
Right.
You know, every Saturday night, that's where people are going to be. Right. You're not sure if everybody's going to be at Target or show up
right.
at a PTA meeting or right. at an organization meeting. You don't
right.
know. Or
right.
if you're selling tickets to an event, people may or may not show up. You don't know. But for whatever reason, people go to the club to feel good. The music, the camaraderie. A lot right. of times, that's the only family some people have.
I know.
So hopefully when you criticizing people about what right. they're doing, you have to understand the reason behind it.
Absolutely.
Did that answer you?
Wow. Amen. Pass the collection plate.
I'll tell Sinaj to pick it up.
I know, right?
That's our friend. We'll tell you about her later.
Wow. Ooh.
So, yeah. That's...
I love it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you drive past nightclubs, don't,
I know, right?
don't turn your nose down
I know, right?
to the club and the people coming in and out of it. You don't
Meeting
know the story.
Right
you don't know
where
their
they
walk.
Are. Yeah. Meeting people right where they are. Did I mention to you that we got a sponsor on this show? Shea Butter Like
Whoa.com.
Oh, no, did
no,
I not?
You have the cutest commercials and promos. Like, I just want to step inside a jar of it and stay there.
Oh my gosh. Everywhere I go, I get people asking me, seriously, you know, excuse me, ma'am, what are you wearing? And then I'll tell them, Shea Butter Like Whoa.com.
And then they're probably like, yeah, right. That sounds too cute. That sounds like a promo, but that's actually know, what right? it is.
And then they'll ask me, what's the flavor and the scent? And I've got contacts in and I really can't see with my contacts. And I'll get my readers and I'm like, kiwi strawberry, dear heart, or lemongrass. But it is the best stuff that I've ever used to come to market. Honestly, it is. Absolutely love it.
Well, big things coming on that.
Yes, it is.
Too, the Dr. Tanji Show.
Yes, it is. I am eternally grateful for everything that is happening, and is happening at the speed of light. So I am challenging those who are on the cusp or maybe 3 feet from gold. Don't quit. Please don't quit. You're right there. You're just right there. You're 3 feet. Yeah. And it doesn't matter if no one shows up, you show up.
Yep.
And that's the beautiful thing about it. You know, I'm not going after numbers, and I'm really excited about people, you know, stopping by and saying, hey, I see you, you know, thank you for seeing me. But if nobody shows up, I'm still going to show
still
up.
Still good.
Man, still I'm still good. Going to smile.
And that's what people need during the day. We're going through enough hell. You got enough hype.
Absolutely.
You know? But the Dr. Tanji Show provides
oh
that. And
gosh,
like I said, I mean, I get really inspired by the comments from your
listeners and your followers that say thank you for just simply thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, so just wow. keep it up, lady. Just keep going every Monday, every Wednesday.
Yeah.
And wait to look, I will say we're gonna wait, but you're like, where you going, Jeannie? Where you go? But an announcement will be made tomorrow on another platform. You'll be able to see Dr. Tanji. It's what's actually coming up, but we were fortunate enough for Dr. Tanji to be on set this morning. Yeah. So you've been, you know, I'm surprised you don't have toothpicks propping your eyelids up.
You don't see the contour.
And then you leave here and got to get prepared for a red carpet.
How about that?
A TV1 premiere. So,
how about
that? You need to pack your stuff. It, like, just, I'm serious, just like Wonder Woman in a second, just switch up.
Okay, just I can do up. That.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, that's where you're headed. So there's a lot of great things coming up. And again, make sure you interact with Dr. Tanji at Dr. Tanji Show, social media, emails, comments, questions, themes, and mm-hmm. things you would like to hear and see on the show. Okay. You are her VIP.
Yes.
And that means you... And you listening and watching.
Right.
So, you're the co-producers and so needed.
Absolutely. Don't forget, guys, every Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard. What's that? 5, 8 Eastern Standard and 7 Central. Before the show starts, you just jot something down. I promise you, I will read it and respond accordingly. And we will be interactive and we will do this thing together and we're going to have a lot of fun. I don't know all of the answers. I don't, and I'm not going to pretend like I do. But what I do know is the man that knows all the answers. They're already given on this cheat sheet. And all we have to do is just plug it in and move accordingly. So I'm expecting you to do just that. Please, please DM me. Stay interactive. Let's do it together.
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 Done. Thanks,
Absolutely.
Dr. Tanji.
Thank you.
Thanks to Jonathan McReynolds and Raquel Bailey for
Absolutely.
Being on the show. Billboard Queen.
How about that?
Shoot. Tyler Perry knows who she is now.
Bye.
And then real quick, Jonathan's Make Room Tour.
Yes.
Catch him in your city.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And on
BET. Don't forget Sunday.
Yep. Sunday best. Yeah. Sunday's best. Yep.
Absolutely.
It's back. It's back. So let's see who's got the best voice. We'll have them on the show next. See who wins the competition. But you know they will be here.
I know, right?
You know, you're
know.
Talking to me, right?
She's
we'll find them.
Me
and Cajun, we'll find them, soup them up. You got somewhere to be.
Watch what you speak.
Yep.
Until next time. Thank you guys so very much for joining. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.